Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, June 14th, 2012. I'm Lee Robartis. In the news tonight, Moscow City draft budget should be ready by the end of June. Two armed robberies reported last night in Pullman. The mayor of Spokane issues an official apology to the mother of Otto Zim, and unsuccessful politician Rex Rammel moving outside of Idaho next week. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The Lewiston Port Commission voted yesterday to spend $2.9 million to expand their 125-foot dock. The dock will be more than double in length, which will make it easier to accept larger cargoes at the port. Port manager David Doringsfeld said $450,000 of the expansion money will come from taxpayers. Doringsfeld told commissioners the longer dock will create 48 new jobs by 2023 if the number of containers moving through the port increases to an average of 16,000 per year. The port only handled 3,653 containers of paper and agricultural products originating in Lewiston last year, which is the lowest number in 20 years. In the past, the port has handled up to 18,000 containers in a year. Doringsfeld said of the current dock, it's very inefficient and unproductive and can create unsafe working conditions. Moscow City Supervisor Gary Riedner says a draft fiscal year 2013 budget written by staff should be ready by Friday, June 29th. Riedner told the Daily News Fire Chief Ed Button has been considering replacing fire trucks and other vehicles used by the Moscow Volunteer Fire Department, but is now more likely to draft a long-range financial plan that would include the vehicle replacement in future years. Riedner did not say if city staff would propose salary hikes. City employees received a 2.3% cost of living adjustment in 2011, and police department employees received step increases. Riedner said last year employees could have received up to 2.7% salary increases based on performance. In 2010, the city operated under a salary freeze. Pullman police say they are likely looking for two different people involved in two separate armed robberies last night. Police say a 49-year-old man and a 47-year-old man, who are both cooks at the New Garden restaurant, were approached by a man with a gun as they left work heading to their cars at about 10:44 last night. The man demanded money and the victims gave him $37 and ran away on foot. The victims watched the man get into a white pickup truck and drive away. The perpetrator was described as a white 6-foot-tall man with green eyes who was wearing a mask covering his face and a black jacket. In another incident, after midnight, a man threatened the driver of a pickup truck with a crowbar and demanded the driver get out of the vehicle in the 1200 block of Johnson Avenue. The man, who was a cell phone tower worker, hit the gas on his vehicle and drove away. The incident happened at about 12:34 a.m. The perpetrator in that attack is a white college-age male with a blondish-brown goatee. He was wearing a dark gray Washington State University sweatshirt with the hood up and a baseball cap. Pullman Police Commander Chris Tennant told the Daily News if caught, both men would face some level of felony robbery charges. Those with any information on the robberies can call the Pullman Police Department at 334-0802. That's area code 509-334-0802. The candidate who challenged Governor C.L. Butch Otter from the right in 2010 is moving out of state. Rex F. Rammel, who lives in Idaho County near Kamiai, says He will move to Torrington, Wyoming next week to take a veterinary job at the Torrington Livestock Auction. The 51-year-old Rammel ran as an independent for U.S. Senate against Republican Jim Risch, getting 5.4% of the vote. That election was in 2008. He lost to Otter in the Republican primary in 2010, getting 26% of the Republican primary vote. Rammel had clashed with Jim Risch while Risch was serving as governor in August 2006, when 160 elk on Rammel's Bonneville County elk farm escaped into the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Risch ordered fish and game officials to organize a special hunt to kill Rammel's elk so they would not contaminate the wild elk gene pool. Police arrested Rammel for obstructing an officer when he refused to get off one of his elk after it had been killed, but he was later acquitted by a Fremont County jury. While running for governor, Rammel made national news when the topic of wolf hunting tags came up at a campaign stop in Twin Falls. A woman asked, "What about Obama tags?" and Rammel replied, "Yeah, we'd buy some of those." In November 2010, Rammel was charged with killing a cow elk with an expired elk tag in the wrong hunting zone. He also allegedly threatened a fish and game officer while armed at the time of the citation. Rammel told the media, "Fish and game officers are Nazis," but he later pled guilty. Rammel then moved to Idaho County and ran unsuccessfully for the District 7 Senate seat last year. While living there, he was charged with four misdemeanors for hunting with a suspended hunting license. Rammel was convicted, but the charges were reversed on appeal after 7th District Judge Stephen J. Clark ruled that a Bonneville County magistrate's instructions on the license suspension were unclear. Misdemeanor battery charges against Rammel were dismissed recently from a September 2011 incident in which Rammel allegedly attacked a man that Rammel said was trespassing on his property. The Idaho Supreme Court is scheduled to hear an appeal in August of Rammel's case over the state ordering his domesticated elk killed 6 years ago. The Bonneville County elk poaching conviction is also before the state Supreme Court on appeal, with no hearing date set. Rammel told the Lewiston Tribune, "If he does anything else in politics, it won't be in Idaho." He said, "I've kind of given up on Idaho, to be right honest with you." Idaho Governor C.L. Butch Otter has appointed Melissa Moody of the Attorney General's Office to fill a vacancy for a fourth district judicial post. Moody is lead deputy of the Attorney General's Special Prosecutions Unit. Moody will become a judge at the end of the month. Moody will replace retiring Judge Michael McLaughlin. An 8,000-acre wildfire is burning in Owyhee County near the Snake River. The fire is in a remote area and no structures are in danger of igniting. Bureau of Land Management Fire Information Officer Mallory Eels said investigators believe the fire may have been caused by humans. Eels said the BLM expects to have the fire under control tomorrow. The fire is 4 miles north of the town of Murphy and south of Swan Falls Dam. Spokane Mayor David Condon delivered a handwritten apology to Ann Zem, the mother of deceased mentally disabled janitor Otto Zem, who died in 2006, 2 days after being attacked by police batons with tasers and being hogtied by police and put on his stomach with the weight of two officers on him for several minutes. Zem was wrongly suspected of stealing money from an ATM machine when he was attacked by police led by Officer Carl F. Thompson, Jr. Thompson has since been convicted by a federal jury of excessive force and lying to federal investigators. The letter from Mayor Condon reads, "I very much regret and I sincerely apologize for the death of your son, Otto. I understand that Otto was a loving and supportive son who enjoyed his work and enjoyed spending time with you, other family members, and friends. His death is a loss not only for you, but also for our entire community. You and our community waited for too long for resolution in this matter. For me, blame was clearly misplaced in this case, and I fear that compounded the pain for you and many others. I cannot change the past, but I can ensure a better future. Since Otto's death, the city has committed to instituting procedures to protect citizens like Otto. In addition, to honor Otto's memory, I will recommend to the park board that it name a pavilion for Otto and place a plaque stating that the pavilion is offered in memory of Otto Zem. Again, please accept our profound apologies for the loss of your son. That was the apology letter hand-delivered by Spokane Mayor David Condon to Ann Zem yesterday. Kurt Obermeyer, a Democrat running for the Latah County Commission District 1 seat, has announced his intention to resign his candidacy for the position. Citing time constraints, Obermeyer said he did not have the time to run for commissioner, run his construction business, serve on the board of the Moscow Food Co-op, and act as a guardian for a disabled friend all at once. Obermeyer was running for the seat, replacing Democrat Jennifer Barrett. Latah County Democratic Party Chair David Nelson called a special Party Central Committee meeting for Monday to choose a new candidate. The new nomination is allowed under Idaho code if a candidate resigns his or her intent to run. Nelson said there is an open nomination and anyone may announce their intent. The Daily News reports Latah County Democratic Party Vice Chair Stephen Cook has hinted he is interested in running for the seat. Obermeyer told the Daily News he thinks Cook would make a good candidate. He said Cook, who is a former University of Idaho professor, is qualified for the position because of his experience in agricultural economics. The new candidate would be running against Republican Richard Walzer of Viola in the November election. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service, it'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 44, sunny tomorrow, high 69, mostly clear, low 46. Friday night, partly sunny, high 74 on Saturday, 30% chance of showers after midnight Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 52, and a 20% chance of showers on Sunday in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, high 71. Currently, we have fair skies, 66 degrees in Moscow. Thanks for tuning in to the KRFP Evening Report. Coming up next is Talk Nation Radio. The topic is war profiteering, and that'll be followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio at 6:30, and then music begins. Oh, well, we have Nardwuar, the human serviette, at 7:30, and Virginia will be in at 8:30 to play music for you, and music and entertainment throughout the evening here at KRFP Moscow. If you want to help KRFP Moscow keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programmings you hear every day on Radio Free Moscow, be sure to become a member of Radio Free Moscow. Memberships are only $35 a year, $20 for students. You can mail your memberships to Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the Radio Free Moscow website at krfp.org or radiofreemoscow.com to find out more ways to help Radio Free Moscow. I'm Lee Robartis. Jim Roach assisted with tonight's newscast. Have a pleasant evening. This is KRFP Moscow.